now joined by the guy who hit the first home run in last night's game, Brock Stassi. And Brock, I thought off the bat that it wasn't going to leave the park. We know the story about this ballpark. Did you think it was gone when you hit it?
No, actually, I didn't. I kind of popped it up, and the wind carried it out to right, so I was pretty happy about that.
What's it like, then, going from playing in Coca-Cola Park, which I guess is fairly tough to hit in, then you get four games here? You only get four games this year here, but you get four games here.
Yeah, I mean, the dimensions here are a lot smaller than Coca-Cola Park, but beautiful stadium here, a lot of fun. Definitely plays way different than back home in Lehigh Valley, but it's been fun so far.
Does it change your approach at all at the plate? Are you thinking maybe drive a few out of here?
Not really. You don't want to think about the elements too much or the stadium dimensions too much to take you out of your game, and just try and stay the course throughout the season, and the homers will come. And right now things are going well.
Here with Brock Stassi on the AT&T pregame show, hitting the ball better of late. You have four go-ahead hits for the Pigs in your last few games. What makes you so good in those pressure situations?
I've really been working on the mental skills with team, I guess you'd call him, not psychiatrist, but sports psychologist, Dr. Jack Curtis, and he comes by around all the affiliates, and we've just been talking a lot about the mental approach to the game and not getting too high or too low. And I think early in the year I was really getting down on myself, and a lot of negative can come from this game, and so he kind of set me straight on that side of it, and it's been paying off. And those situations, those pressure pack situations, staying positive and trying to put a good at-bat together.
Did it make it tougher given what you did a year ago down in Double-A, Eastern League MVP, hit 300?
Tougher by
the struggles that you had a little earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this game's you fail 7 out of 10 times and you're a Hall of Famer, so everybody's going to struggle. But last year, it was I kind of hit the ground running from the beginning of this season and got off to a hot start and rode that. Never really been in the situation where I'm at here. And, it was a good learning experience, and trying to take it day by day now.
Your season average dropped to a season low, 216, about a week ago on May 27th. Now you're up to 259 after hits in 5 consecutive games, 3 consecutive multi-hit games. Besides maybe the mental approach that you touched on, what's changed for you in those games?
I've been swinging at strikes, I guess you'd say. That'd be one thing. I've been working with Sal a lot in the cage, talking with other teammates as well, bouncing ideas off them, and have guys come up to me and, share some knowledge with me, and I've really put it into use at the plate. And so, it's paying off. All the hard work in the cage with Sal definitely is.
Dave Brundage told Matt Provence on our pregame show a couple days ago, he said, "We're not worried about Brock. We know that Brock's eventually going to hit. He's done it at every level." Did you have that same thought maybe a week ago when your average hit a season low?
I would like to say yeah, but, it wasn't – that wouldn't be the truth. I was kind of pressing the panic button a little too early, and that's where the sit-down with our mental skills guy was big for me. So, trying to see the bigger picture and take it day by day is a huge thing for me right now. And but honestly, no, that was not the case.
Here with Brock Stassi, first baseman of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Let's talk competition at that position, because Tommy Joseph came out, tore it up beginning of the year. He gets brought up to Philadelphia, and he's continuing to do it up there and may even be a starter there, the way the situation is working out. Darren Ruff comes down here, plays a little first, plays a little left field. He's hitting the ball well since he comes to Lehigh Valley. Does that almost motivate you more in these last few games to try and find something and get back to work and get back to playing the baseball that Brock Stassi knows he can play?
I wouldn't say it motivates me, because I wish success for all of my teammates, But, the friendly competition of it is fun, and it is motivating, like you said. That's the beauty of baseball, It's a team sport, but an individual game. So everybody's trying to get back to the big leagues, and I'm thrilled for Tommy. Me and Tommy have been close for ever since he got traded over, and couldn't be happier for the guy that he made it up there. And you know, I hope that Ruff can make it back up there too. And just not trying to worry about all the moves and stuff like that. Just trying to take care of what I can control and control the controllables.
And I guess it doesn't change for you. We've talked about it before earlier this year. You were a late-round draft guy that I guess has the motivation just to even get to this level. I don't know many people thought coming where you come from, you'd be a AAA player. You'd be a starting AAA good player.
Yeah, definitely not. You know, being drafted in the 33rd round, I've used that as motivation ever since the day that I signed. So that's been a big kind of fuel to the fire. I've had to prove myself at every level. I've had to earn every promotion, you know. So that's just been how it's been my whole life ever since high school too. So it's really nothing new for me.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to join us once again, and continued success. Keep it going, and all the best the rest of the way.
Thanks for having me.